talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Open up the champagne, pop. It's my house, come on, turn it up.
Hear a knock on the door and the night begins. Cause we've done this before, so you come on in. Make yourself at my home, tell me where you've been. Pour yourself something cold, baby, cheers to this. Sometimes you gotta stay in, and you know where I live. Yeah, you know what we is. Sometimes you gotta stay in. Welcome to my house. Baby, take control now. We can't even slow.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was My House by Flo Rida. In addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Ashley Rowell. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which you organize, happens every January. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking with Steve Geiger with Arbor Building Group. Also, interior designer Mary Welch Fox with Mary Welch Fox Design. And then finally, we're going to have a great conversation with Bethany and Bradford King. They are the husband-wife team responsible for Old Charleston Painting Company. And boy, they share some really, really good detailed information about how to protect your home with different coatings and so forth. Have a great weekend. The new issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, our summer issue, will be released next week. Have a great weekend. And talking to us now is Steve Geiger with Arbor Building Group. How you doing, Steve?
Doing well, thank you.
Good. Steve, take a moment and tell everyone about Arbor Building Group.
Arbor Building Group, we are a custom home builder and general contractor in the Charleston area, serving the greater Charleston area and, you know, all the coastal communities and islands. Been around here since 2008. Originally, we moved here from North Carolina, where we're a custom builder for 20 years up in the North Carolina, Raleigh, Durham area. And we've been down here now since, again, 2008, and been having a lot of fun, doing a lot of great building around here, and meeting a lot of nice folks.
Gotcha. 2008, that must have been an interesting time for Arbor Building Group to get started right during the start of what they call the Great Recession.
And that was kind of strategic that's when we made the move because, again, to your point, you know, the industry was kind of dead at that point in time. And we had always been coming to Charleston area for 40-something years on vacation. And we wanted to, you know, definitely, you know, be down here and retire here. So, you know, I kind of made the decision at that time to, hey, let's get down to Charleston now on the ground floor. You know, the industry will come back and we'll be in there on the ground floor. And actually that actually panned out to work out pretty well because we did. We got in here, got settled in and, you know, caught the whole upswing and, you know, been, you know, busy as can be ever since.
Right, right. Well, you being you've been here for about 15 years or so, if my math is correct, more than 15 years. And was there a learning curve for you in terms of going from the different types of environment, building homes in North Carolina to building homes on the coast?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely some different requirements, you know, wind load, you know, different things, elevations because of, you know, flooding issues here, you know, and different floodplains. And that's actually, you know, now you hit on that note. It's actually, that is a huge hunk of our business because, you know, with the new FEMA floodplain, flood elevations that came out, you know, they revised all of the flood elevations in the area. You know, and now if people want to do a major addition or want to do a certain percentage of improvement to their home, they have to bring their house up to code. So we do a lot of lifting of homes as well, you know, taking them off a crawl space, putting them up on pylons, you know, getting them up above the floodplain requirements. So that has been a big part of our business, doing that and doing a lot of large scales. We actually are doing a couple of big large scale projects on Isle of Palms right now. And we just finished up a nice project on Kiowa. And we're also dug in like a tick because, you know, my history is, you know, I'm originally from upstate New York in the Millbrook area, which is a lot of historical properties up there. And when we first come down here, that's really how we got a groove in the Charleston area, is did a tremendous amount. We still do a tremendous amount of work on historical restoration in the downtown area. We've done work for Clemson University on some of the buildings they own. We work with the city of Charleston as well as, you know, private ownership of homes as well.
Gotcha. Gotcha. It seems pretty easy to do, but I bet it's not to elevate a home out of a flood zone. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, it's not, you know, again, it's not, it's a definitely a specialized, there's not a lot of people that do that work. We've been doing it, you know, for quite a while now. And, yeah, it's just very time consuming to do. You know, it takes a while to do, but you know, once you just have to have the right knowledge and right now to do it, and you know, can lift up pretty much anything. We don't really get into moving the houses around on the lot. And you know, you'd have to get another company for that. But if you're going to keep the same footprint, just go up. That's kind of what we do. We have not moved a house from a different parcel to another parcel. You know, that's a whole nother ball game.
Who is a candidate to elevate their home? Has their flood insurance gone up like crazy, or have they experienced different flood events?
Well, we get some level of that, but most of it is, you know, the client would say, "Hey, I want to put a nice large addition on my house, or I want to tear the roof off, I'll put a second story on my house." But because of the code requirements, you know, the municipality will tell you, hey, you can't do that unless you first raise your house to bring your house into compliance with the current code. Then you can go ahead and do your addition. Otherwise, we will not allow you to put that kind of value add into a house that is, you know, not code compliant, if you will.
Ah, gotcha. So it's the is this the city of Charleston, the municipality you're referring to?
It's anywhere and everywhere, really, you know, anywhere, you know, that you want to build, you know, anywhere, you know, Charleston County, South Carolina code, anywhere in South Carolina. And most of the coastal areas, it's starting to happen all the way up and down the coast. And we have had a lot of people on Kiowa lately in Seabrook and different coastal areas that these insurance companies are dropping these or threatening to drop their insurances unless they, because we've been doing a tremendous amount also of putting impact windows in, impact doors, and getting houses up to code that way as well. And you know, that's in that kind of been taking care of the need, and the insurance companies are kind of going back to sleep on these people saying, okay, you've done this work, you've put in all the impact windows and such, so we're good, we'll keep you insured. So the insurance company's starting to play a little hardball with clients and their, you know, with their clients. So.
Right. Gotcha. Does Arbor Building Group, do you build new construction or is it strictly renovations?
No, we actually build custom homes as well. And, you know, we basically stay in the Charleston County area. We have a lot right now actually in Johns Island. You know, we have a house, a 5-acre lot there that, you know, we have up for sale, you know, to build a house on right on the Kiowa River. But, you know, we're just, you know, and we build, you know, houses here and there, but, you know, because to get traction down here, there are a lot of custom builders in the area, and, you know, we get a certain level of traction there, but our traction right now, that we have has been in the historical restoration and, you know, a lot of large scale renovation. I mean, complete gut outs. We'll take a complete house, gut it, you know, add X amount of square footage or, you know, do whatever we need to do to the home, you know, based on, you know, the plan of attack of what we're trying to do to the home.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a preference in terms of?
I like to do both. We like to do both. You know, we like to do exciting work too. You know, we don't build track house kind of quality things. It's not what we're about. You know, we are a custom builder, and and we cater to our clients as as we should.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, talk about any projects that maybe come to mind that you're particularly proud of that Arbor Building Group has undertaken maybe since you started here in 2008?
We've done so many projects, but we've done a couple, really. All our stuff is kind of unique in a way. And I really love the historical work because it's something different every day. And not everybody can do that work. You know, when you have a house that's listing at 10 degrees, what's the word we use here? Patina?
The Charleston tilt is what I've heard.
Yeah, you got the Charleston tilt, exactly. But, it's funny. We had hired a couple, we always, looking for a good, master carpenters. There's still short stories. I had a guy come out and, we had replacing some doors in a house that was listing about, 7-8 degrees. He puts in a brand new door. I said, man, that don't look. Yeah. I said, that's not right. What do you mean? It's totally level. I said, that's the problem. You can't be level because now it's out of place. You got to put the door in at 7 degrees. So,
yeah.
It's kind of an interesting, you have to be able to work with different substrates, if you will.
Yeah, you make those compromises. It may not be perfectly square, but it looks right in its setting.
A really cool job we do is on 10 Gillen Street downtown. We did that a couple of years back, and that was probably one of the most photographed buildings downtown. And we took that building, and it was a 4-story building, and gutted it out on the inside and reposted and beamed the entire interior and basically rebuilt it inside of the masonry exterior frame that was there. And that building was built, I think, in 1845. So that was a really fun project to do. And we exposed a lot of ancient architecture in there that was covered up over the years. And we exposed all the brickwork and stuff. And that came out really sweet. That was a really fun project to do.
Did you come across any treasures in that renovation?
Actually, we made the New York Times. We shut down, I think, 4 city blocks. There was an old artillery shell inside the building. And one of our guys is an ex-military. He said, hey, boss, this thing's a live round. I said, what? And so we called the Navy. They came and they shut down the whole 4 corners downtown. It actually made the New York Times.
Oh, wow.
It was pretty exciting. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Did you get to keep the shell?
No, they actually took it in a black van, took it up to the the base up there, and they don't even tell you whether it was live or they dead or not. They don't want you to know.
Right. Right.
It was a big. They said if this shell went off, it would have leveled the whole city street. So it was a huge shell.
Dang.
From like World War II.
Yeah. Oh wow, World War II.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well,
I asked, why was this in the building? And they said, well, the original owners, it was in the family for generations. They're using it as a doorstop. I'm
like, great. Yeah, well, it got moved around a little bit, I guess.
Yeah, it did. So you run into things, but.
Right, sure. Right. Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Arbor Building Group?
We have a presence. Our website is abuildinggroup.com. You can reach us, through our website, contact us there. We're also out of most of the marketing. We have a presence out on the internet, Google, most of the big marketing things firms. And we're actually, a couple articles in the Charleston Home and Design magazine. So, we're pretty out there. And, our phone number, if you can call direct, is 843-709-6037. And, we're more than happy to come out and see what we can do for folks.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Steve Geiger with Arbor Building Group. Thanks so much, Steve.
Thank you. Have a great day.
And now we're talking with interior designer Mary Welch Fox with Mary Welch Fox Design. How are you doing, Mary Welch?
I'm doing wonderful, thank you. And yourself?
Good, thank you. Mary Welch, take a moment and tell everyone about Mary Welch Fox Design.
Sure. We are a full service interior design firm. We can do everything from, you know, full home. We also do commercial projects to smaller rooms. We can be involved from the beginning as far as construction and interior architecture, or in the end and just selecting finishes or helping with furniture and final selection. So we run the full gamut of all the services in interior design.
Gotcha. And folks may recognize your name, Mary Welch Fox. You were on the cover of our magazine, in our spring 2021 cover. And that was kind of because you were involved with the HGTV show Breaking Bland. What was that like, being involved with HGTV?
It was a pinch me moment for sure. Just a really incredible, different life experience. I've studied interior design, but I also have this passion for theater and acting and being on camera. And although that's not acting, it's real life, reality television. But it was so interesting and fun to be a part of a completely different approach to design and how it's done for television, and working with families and surprising them. And it was scary in so many ways, but really beautiful and fun in so many other ways. A once in a lifetime opportunity for sure.
Right. Yeah. And what was the premise of the show Breaking Bland? I know that's a play on words from the Breaking Bad TV series.
Yeah. So it was really, the intention was to show that, and I still believe this in my whole heart, and it's a part of my design philosophy, that your home doesn't have to look like everyone else's home. It doesn't need to be, you know, built a specific builder grade standard that's all white and built for resale only. It can be really unique and your own, and made to be, you know, your home should fit your own vibe, should fit your own wants, needs, loves, and have certain things. I'm not saying go crazy in there by any means, but have little touches or little things that are true to yourself and might break the bland molding.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. The all white cabinets and the neutral colors that people choose, maybe because they don't have the courage or the guidance to maybe choose something that is more colorful or makes more of a statement.
Yes, because I also put white cabinets in homes, and I love a neutral palette. So I love that as well, but there can be little touches or nuances that make it a little different or more unique than you know, your basic Lowe's white cabinets with your basic white quartz and your and you know, just and keeping it simple and plain. There's little things that you can make and ways to layer and touches you can make to make it feel like it's your own and more comfortable and just more your vibe, no matter what color palette that's in, you know, white or any other color.
I gotcha. So now that you you're not on HGTV, you're helping homeowners full time. Talk about how you help homeowners.
So we come in and make all the decisions with the homeowner, big and small, and put it together in a organized, concise fashion so we can speak contractor language to all of the various trades, to the builder. We really try to act as a liaison between our clients and our contractors, so the home turns out with the same way everybody wanted it to, and with less stress, because you know, building and renovating a home is really stressful. I'm not going to sugarcoat that. There's a lot that goes on in it. It's very expensive. You know, mistakes always happen because there's so many hands touching the job that it's hard to make sure every single trade is perfect. But we're really there to help make that process a lot more enjoyable and just ease between, you know, the decision fatigue that happens when you have to make a million tiny decisions that are involved in making a complete home.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to really, you know, make that a fun, comfortable process.
Yeah, and there's probably not going to be a lot of sympathy out there for a homeowner, homeowners that are building a custom home, to feel bad for them that they about how stressful it is. But the reality is, it is stressful, and a homeowner has to become an instant expert on so many different aspects of the home because they're making buying decisions on those. So they have to, you know, ramp up their knowledge base on windows, doors, countertops, lighting, flooring, all of those different important buying decisions. And there's only so much free advice you can get from your friends. You really need, I'm a big proponent of homeowners using the services of an interior designer. And I like the way you put that. You're sort of like the go-between, the homeowner and the contractor, and translating some of the jargon that a builder is using to help the homeowner understand and guide them through the process, right?
Yes, absolutely. It just gets over, you know, you can see it gets overwhelming. There's new products that come out every day. So staying on top of all of the newest things, having background knowledge of pricing. And then as well as they kept coming up with all the finishing details that really make the home special and what it is, there's a lot of thought that goes into all of those little items. So, and it's, you know, and mistakes are costly. So if you're a homeowner and you think you love something, you make a mistake, that, you know, it's typically not a small one. Those bills are in the thousands, and we try to make that so that doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you love about being an interior designer?
I love the personal relationships I get to build with the clients, and discovering new, you know, ways to think through a million different problems all the time. You know, there's something different that pops up every day with every different project. There's nothing really, it's not the same ever. So it presents an incredible challenge every single time. And then, and an awesome opportunity for us to get to know the families of the people that are building these spaces out, and, you know, who they are as people and what they love. And, you know, we do spend a lot of time together. We see a lot of emotions. So I think that's a really special position to be in.
How does most people have not had the opportunity to work with an interior designer, and maybe that is just the, you know, they've just never done a big remodel project or had a custom home built for them. And they may not know what they're missing. And I think there's an assumption that a homeowner makes that when they've come to the point of saying, okay, we're going to spend X amount of dollars to build a house or to do this remodel project, there's an expectation that at the end they're going to be completely satisfied with everything. And the reality is there's some folks that get into a project and they have regrets later because they made the wrong decisions. And that's, to me, that's where an interior designer really comes in. And I've always heard this, you'll save money by working with an interior designer. And I always thought that's a strange thing. How are you going to, if you're spending money paying the interior, how are you going to save money? But you're going to save money by heading off those mistakes. And then also you interior designers get some special pricing for the homeowner. So that's also where the savings comes in.
Yes, absolutely. You know, we're not making those little mistakes like buying something that's not to scale or doesn't fit a room or isn't appropriate for that space. We know that in the background. And if we make a mistake, then we're the ones liable for it.
Mm-hmm.
So that is really the point, is we're here to make that, you know, easier. We can take everything that you love and look through it and help, you know, select those and make purchases that are right and fitting to execute, you know, your desired vibe or look.
Gotcha. And for homeowners that are curious about what and how an interior designer charges for their services, how does Mary Welch Fox Design charge for your design services?
Sure. So we have a couple different layers to that. If I'm working with your builder and I'm creating a build book or a package for your builder to execute the build of the interior of your home, that is a base price. And depending on the size and scale and how in depth we go, that price can move. But a smaller scale would be a $10,000 base price, and you're handed off to everything you'd need to execute. And we're involved with the builder, but that's just the base price. You know, as your home gets larger and more difficult and more intricate, we have to talk through those numbers a little bit more in depth, so that scale would go up. And then the furniture purchasing part of the process beyond that is we do cost plus. So we have our price, and then that's a markup. But, you know, we could get 40% off or 50% off at different stores that we work with more frequently, and our markup is a 30%. So you're mm-hmm. still getting a piece of that discount.
Gotcha. Well, I'll say this, a couple things. There's a term I learned a long time ago. I think it's like an academic term, but it's the tyranny of choice. And what that describes is if you ask someone, would you like to have 1,000 different choices for something, or would you like to have 3 different choices? They'd probably say 1,000. But I'm sure you've experienced this with homeowners where they struggle when walking into a tile store. There are a million different choices for tile, and where an interior designer can really help is to narrow those choices down so that you're not overwhelmed and you're looking at, you know, maybe 3 different choices, which is a lot easier and a lot less stressful for a homeowner than trying to decide on 1,000 different choices. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. There are infinity choices out there for every single thing. It is very overwhelming. So it helps to have somebody sort of filter through that. Even as somebody that's a professional in the field, you know, I have to stay on top of all the new things. And if I was somebody walking in and this is my house and I, you know, you had that many choices on everything, I would find that extremely overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
Cause it hits and it snowballs all at once. And it's, you know, this ties into that and this ties into that. And for this to look like this, it has to go like this. And then you have a tiny grout line that what's, you know, the sizes, the colors, the curbs, there's so many details that come together to make a full picture that you don't realize that you have to make all those tiny decisions with the millions of choices. So that's really our role, is to help make that, you know, condense those options down for you so you can see and make a more rational decision with less, you know, chaos in your head.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, I can tell you this for sure. Anyone who has worked with an interior designer in the past would never try to tackle a project without an interior designer in the future. So, you know, do yourself a favor. If you have a project that you're planning or that you're involved with, reach out to Mary Welch Fox Design, and you'd be surprised how much you can help. And in the long run, the fee that you're going to pay an interior designer is a drop in the bucket, and you're going to enjoy your house so much more because it was done right versus having mistakes and regrets at the end of the project. Well, Mary Welch, how can folks get more information about Mary Welch Fox Design?
Check out my Instagram. That's usually where the most up-to-date information is. And that's Mary Welch Fox Design. And we are also working on a few special things to help homeowners, because I understand that, you know, interior design services are not feasible for everybody. So I'm in the background right now trying to chug along and make guides that could help, you know, the homeowner that's stepping in and it's, you know, maybe their first time home and it is just not an option to have a designer involved. to try to help that process make a little bit easier for you and break it down in steps. So that should be coming out in the next few months.
Cool.
And it'll be on my Instagram.
Oh, that's great. Well, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Mary Welch Fox with Mary Welch Fox Design. And you can always find Mary Welch Fox Design within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Thanks so much, Mary Welch.
Thank you all.
And now we're talking to husband-wife team, Bethany and Bradford King with Old Charleston Painting Company. How are you folks doing?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you for taking time today. So, folks, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Old Charleston Painting Company.
So, Old Charleston Painting Company is the highest awarded painting company, the most awarded painting company in the Lowcountry. When we call about the Lowcountry, we're talking about Charleston as a whole, which is where everybody grows up. Somerville, Monk's Corner, James Island, Johns Island, Keowee Seabrook, and then we're going to go all the way to Buford as well. So we want to cover that whole Lowcountry market. And we call it the Old Charleston Way. So Old Charleston was founded in 1983 by a gentleman named Gary French. And that was held until 2007. And then unfortunately, due to some, you know, some harder times that some businesses had, he was forced to retire. I was very lucky to meet Gary French in 2015 and reopened the doors of Old Charleston Painting Company just a couple years later. I then became the only owner of Old Charleston Painting Company and started something called the Old Charleston Way. And that's a way of, that we treat people. That's a way that we train people. That's a thing called intentionality. So we're going out and we're becoming better every single day. And that's what makes Old Charleston so different, is that we're training our people not through only a 12-month training program, but we train them every single day so that we raise the bar in our industry. And we're so different and so unique that nobody else can be like us.
Gotcha. Well, that's interesting, talking about the emphasis on training at Old Charleston Painting Company, because a lot of homeowners look at painting as a DIY project. And has Old Charleston Painting Company ever had to rescue a homeowner who took on that DIY project and then realized they either the outcome was not what they hoped or they just got over their head?
You know, it's unfortunately an everyday thing for us that we get that phone call. And we wish they would have called us first, because sometimes they make more messes or more mistakes, excuse me, only because painting is truly science. And you know, so we had a bunch of DIY people running around with chemistry, and if it's not properly applied, it can do things, of course, like fail. So we get a lot of homeowners, they want to paint their own cabinets, and then they end up brushing and rolling them, and they look like they were brushed and rolled.
Right. When it comes to restoring existing kitchen cabinetry, you're right. It's not something you can just roll. Does Old Charleston Painting Company, do you folks use lacquer paint to revitalize existing kitchen cabinetry?
So normally a lacquer is going to be that first thing that you used in home production, whether it be custom, new home. There are still a lot of cabinet companies that do lean towards lacquer. We're going towards more today's products, where we got the modified urethanes and some unique products that don't stink as much. That's a big thing with homeowners and lacquer, is that, you know, you pretty much bomb their house out. Even if you take the doors and drawers to our shop, which we have a cabinet shop, and that's what it specifically does, is fine finishes. But the boxes you have to do in their house with a lacquer product, you're gonna create that smell, you're gonna create a lot of VOCs, and it's gonna be displacing. So we created a different cabinet system where we used a more waterborne hybrid, like a modified urethane product that dries hard like lacquer, still passes all the kitchen and cabinet tests. When that's things like squirting mustard on them, dropping forks on them, etc., that give you that hard lacquer finish. But you know what lacquer doesn't do? You can't just go touch up lacquer. You'd have to spray it again. Mm. With the product we use, you could come back and we could either touch it up for you in that 2-year warranty, or you know, you'd have the ability to just touch it up yourself because it's an easy product to use and it doesn't stink.
Does Old Charleston Paint Painting Company, do you use a professional paint sprayer to put on that that urethane coating that you're talking about for to restore kitchen cabinets?
Yes, and so we actually use the kind of the old school way of doing it. A lot of your newer guys are using just standard airless sprayers, and they're going to use fine finish tips and things like that. The problem with that is the millage of the paint. In hard, durable coatings like furniture, cabinets, things that you're going to touch with your hands all the time, you need something that's going to be super durable and hold up for a very long time.
Mm, gotcha. So again, that's not a DIY project, even if you're using this modified urethane coating.
Yeah, because you're going to spray it with an HVLP, which is what your question was. So the HVLP is high volume, low pressure. That means I'm putting out a very thin amount of paint, but it actually covers or appears visually to cover very well, but you're doing very thin coats. And when we build up that final finish, it's going to be 3 to 5 thin coats, almost like you would spray a car. So when we return it to them, not only is it cured because it cured at 72 degrees in a controlled climate with dehumidifiers running, so that hard cabinet comes to the house and it performs because it was painted properly, sanded properly, and then 3 to 5 thin coats of a durable product that are going to perform and outperform something you could go buy at like a Lowe's or Home Depot.
I gotcha. So we probably piqued some interest in some of our listeners who may have some existing cabinetry that looks outdated, maybe have outdated cabinet doors. If they called Old Charleston Painting Company, would you be able to replace those the outdated cabinet doors, maybe with like a shaker style door?
Absolutely. So we're you know, most people don't know that we're licensed in a lot of different facets in trade. So, you know, we have our painting and drywall license, obviously, and then it goes into things like carpentry. We're also licensed in carpentry. So, yes, we build custom shaker doors or custom doors per our clients' needs. And, you know, most people don't know, we build custom front doors. We build custom windows, a lot of specialty things. The office that we're sitting in, Old Charleston built it from the ground up. And everything that's in here is done by our hands.
Hmm, gotcha. Well, you must have a lot of very talented craftsmen and women who are working for working with Old Charleston Painting Company.
Yeah, and that's another thing we always love to touch on is, you know, a lot of the competitors or people that we are asked to compete with daily, you know, they labor broke. We train our people for 12 months. From the day they get here and 12 months after that, they're on site and they're learning these fine finishes. They're learning these different ways of applications, this different way of standing, why you use a wood filler instead of a putty. And we reteach them not how to paint in the production world of today, but that true old craft, that old Charleston way, that old way of being a true professional painter, that's what we teach. And believe it or not, more people don't pass than do pass, but we're still blessed to have 53 on staff, and we're blessed to be training 6 this year.
Gotcha. Well, that's great. How many employees does Old Charleston Painting Company have?
So that's 53 plus your management team. That takes you to about 62 total.
Gotcha. Okay, interesting. Talk about some of the more challenging projects that Old Charleston Painting Company has been involved with.
You know, people, they tend to reach out to us once something's already a problem, and you talk about challenging things like floor coatings. All of a sudden, epoxy is very popular, but you know, epoxy, it has a A and it has a B and it has a sweat time and it has a how many hours I'm open before I won't dry ever again. We run into a lot of floors that are failing. We run into a lot of cabinets that are failing and a lot of exterior trim work that's been done 6 months ago that we're having to go back and redo. It's the steps and processes. You know, you've got to start at the beginning. Just because it doesn't look like it's not failing doesn't mean you don't need to touch it. So hand sand everything, you know. One particular project was a log cabin, and it was done a year before we were called out to do it again. And it completely faded out like nothing had been done. And I asked him, I said, well, explain to me the steps and processes of the company that you had hired to come out before. He said, well, they washed it and then they put the product on. I said, so no sanding, no scraping. He said, no. Well, stain is meant to stain, penetrate, and seal. So if something is stained, penetrated, and sealed, how does it take more product on? It can't. So when they showed up and they just cleaned the house and then they put more stain on, the reason that it faded a year later is because it never penetrated anything. It just sat on top. So that particular project, we went through and sanded the entire log cabin by hand, by Festool machines, pulling all the dust and grime and old poly into a HEPA vacuum system. We went all the way down to the bare wood, and then we used a product by PPG called Prolux, is log and cabin. And we did two coats of that over 2 days on each side, and that looks today like we did it yesterday. Mm. Now, that was done probably 5 years ago.
Mm. It's all in the preparation, isn't it?
It's all in prep, and, you know, painting is science, and painting is steps and processes, and you can't just show up and change color. You know, like you used the term earlier. You was like, painting is a DIY project, and I somewhat disagree with that because true painting simply isn't just changing color, right? It's way more professional things that go into painting than just changing color.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basis of chemicals and science. So that particular statement of, yes, anybody can change color, but can they apply a product and color that's going to perform for as long as it's supposed to?
Mm-hmm.
You know, most houses, if you paint them correctly on the interior, you could live there for the rest of your life and just touch it up.
Mm-hmm.
Never have to repaint it unless you want to change the color.
Well,
on the outside, Charleston has a 5-year paint cycle that all of a sudden people believe in because we have this high heat and kind of a tropical climate. That's also, again, not true.
Hmm.
You know, we tell people all the time, 15, 25 years on this paint job. They look at me like I'm crazy.
Right,
but
right.
I'm not showing up and spraying your house. I'm not using the same production stuff that didn't work that the builder did that you don't like. My guys are sanding, my guys are brushing, my guys are rolling. On the southern side of the house, no matter what the color is, it gets an additional third coat. That helps combat UV rays, that it's going to get more absorption on that side. You're going to have better color fastness. That means the color will fade because, let's face it, paint fades. But we want it to fade consistently. So you'll have a house that maybe fades over time, but you don't notice it because that one side that normally shows you in a couple years that it's not that great, it's still going to look good for years and years and years and years because it has that additional third coat on it.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that we do is if it's a really dark color, we're doing four coats all the way around. Nobody else is doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's a brush and roll process. And every time you brush and roll more, you can see the color get deeper and truer. That means you can touch it up later because you made the right color. Mm. You didn't just put two coats of something that looked like it did and you sprayed it and it's really fine finish, but the millage isn't there. Therefore, the performance isn't there.
Well, you're referring to, I believe the term is light reflective value. It's a kind of LVR. LVR. It's kind of a code that you can see on the back of the paint swatches that you see at the paint stores. And can you talk about that a little bit? And do you ever steer your customers toward a particular shade or away from a particular shade because it will eventually fade, or on the flip side, it will last longer?
So, I mean, any dark color, right? So I'm going to answer this two ways. So LVR, light reflection value, is how much UV rays or light is going to bounce back from the color. And they rate it in, like, percentages, 91%, 98%, 82%. That's when you're trying to seek colors out truly in maybe a dark shaded room. And how do we make this room more bright? That's where LVR really comes more into play, I think, in the painting world. As far as light reflection value versus absorption, darker colors obviously will absorb, because we know that. They're darker. They're going to absorb more UV rays. But on the outside products, we're going to use UV-resistant products, self-washing products. So light reflection value truly comes down to more of lighter colors than it does darker colors. How bright do you want this area?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a light white color and you think it's going to be cool in here? Well, it's not. It's going to be really bright because you picked the brightest white that we have.
Mm-hmm. Well, you would think that that's true with all the dark colors are going to absorb the sunlight on the outside of your house, and it's going to cause the paint to fade, but a little quicker, maybe using traditional techniques. But it sounds like Old Charleston Painting Company, you folks recognize that and have a solution to help reduce the fading that naturally occurs.
We do. So again, that third coat on that southern side, or with those dark colors where we're doing four coats on the entire house all the way around, that's believe it or not, even if it's a dark color, if you did four coats of a product that has a high UV resistance, it's actually reflecting that stuff back, speaking to your LVR, right? It's going to reflect it back off of the house instead of absorbing it. We've had clients that say, hey, we had this blue house and this blue color since we moved in. You came and painted it. You painted it the same color. You did four coats and our electric bill went down $18.
Hmm.
Why?
Yeah.
We didn't do anything special.
Yeah.
But on that side of that house, instead of it absorbing all that heat, it's bouncing it off.
When we built our house 15 years ago, we chose a particular paint shade based on that light reflective value that you're talking about, trying to extend the life of the paint job, and it worked great. And it's interesting talking about that, because even the certain shades of yellow, you would think that those are going to reflect the sunshine, but those will fade as well, right?
They do. So honestly, like yellows, whites, grays, a lot of those colors, they protect you because they don't show you how faded they are. And then us over time, naturally as humans, we don't just walk up to the house and go, oh, that's different than it was last year. So a lot of those lighter colors, you don't think you need a paint job because it still looks okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you walk up to that paint job and you put your hand on it and you slide it all the way across that substrate or surface, I should say, and you get white chalkiness all over your hands, that's oxidation.
Mm. Right.
Oxidation.
Right.
Is the breaking down of the surface of paint, right?
Well, you certainly know your... I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
No, you didn't interrupt me at all. So if you have a lighter color, but then it's completely oxidized, you really just have hardy board that's not protected. And then people go, oh, well, it's hardy board, so it's still going to be okay. We did a test where we took hardy board or something similar. So let me not call out a specific brand, but let's say masonry siding, right? And we submerged it in water for 6 months in a 5 gallon bucket. Then we opened the 5 gallon bucket and we took it out. Do you think that it was hard and brittle like rock, like they say, or do you think it was like a noodle?
Well, you tell me.
It was like a noodle.
Wow.
So if water can do those things, that's why we stress to people all the time. You see broken caulk lines, have them fixed. If they didn't set your nails properly, so you have nail heads that are exposed and then water is weeping into the top of the crack, and that's what it makes, you're starting to see the rust from that. People say, yeah, but it's just a little bit of water. There's no such thing as a little bit of water. Mm. Because I say this, think about the Grand Canyon.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, good point.
That started from a trickle of water. Now, if you took water and you turned it on and you put it on top of a paver and you let it run all year long, where the water came in contact with the stone, would it be worn, yes or no?
It would be.
It would be worn. So that's why it's so important. Caulk it tight. Set all the nails, get everything right, and then most importantly, just because the color looks like it's good, go check your oxidation levels.
Right.
Go check and see if it's delaminating at all. Just those things say, I need a paint job. And then when we come back and we put on something like, am I allowed to call out a specific product?
Go for it.
So on the outside, we use a specific product called Emerald Rain Refresh. And that is a self-cleaning, dirt-shedding, moisture-resistant, salt-resistant, UV-resistant product. So that means every time it rains, the paint renews itself.
Is that a paint product, or is that...
Yeah, so that's a Sherwin Williams highest exterior line. We use that exclusively unless it's a super dark color. Then we will use a product by Benjamin Moore called Aura, which has color lock technology. But our standard is we use Sherwin Williams Emerald Rain Refresh. And again, that's a self-cleaning product. We started using that like 5 years ago. And we went back to those houses at the beginning of this year with those original photos of finish day. And I'm not lying to you when I say those houses look exactly the same as the pictures that we took.
Hmm.
Whether they washed the house or didn't wash the house, they look great. These houses are self-washing. The southern side looks like the front of the house. There's no substantial fade. It literally looks like they got a paint job yesterday.
Right, right. What's your go-to?
That's 5 years ago.
What's your go-to brand of caulk?
Lighthouse
is
it's made by Infinity.
Where do you and, pick that up?
We can buy it from Sherwin Williams, we can buy it from Spectrum, and we can also source it online. I try to buy it from Sherwin as much as I can. You know, when I first started, I came from PPG, where I had been for a very long time. And I reached out to all the painting companies to say, I'm starting the company and I need some equipment. And Sherwin Williams was the only one that really got excited and supported us.
Wow.
Now everybody wants us. You know, when you're spending $500,000 in paint, they all want to come knock on your door.
Right.
When you're spending, you know, $17,000 a year, you're not that important. And they always treated us like we were today. And I respect the people that they treat that are trying to build their businesses today, like the old Charlestons, because they deserve that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have never walked into a Sherwin Williams paint store without seeing paint contractors in there. So yeah, it's they seem to be a go-to source for many, many paint contractors and homeowners as well.
And the crazy thing is it's all loyalty, right? So I learned a long time ago, before I learned that there was a Lowe's and a Home Depot, and that was that's where I thought you went and bought paint before I worked in a paint store at 16. And paint stores are destinations. And literally, a loyal paint company like myself, we will pass, I don't know how many paint stores, even a specific Sherwin-Williams store, to get to the one that supports us the most, because a paint store is a destination. And we seek out that destination, and that's where we do business. So, like, my office is in Somerville, but we do business everywhere. But I try to feed the boys here in Somerville as much as I can, and the other stores that take care of us as much as I can, even when it's inconvenient, because this business is all about loyalty.
Right, right. Well, good deal. Well, we tell our listeners how they can reach Old Charleston Painting Company.
So oldcharleston.com, that simple. Oldcharleston.com.
Charleston spelled out?
Correct.
Okay.
And then our office line, of course, is 843-906-2272.
Okay, great. And Bethany, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, you can always reach out to us for anything you need, whether it's looking for us to help you with color choices, whether you're looking for somebody to come out and quote your project, or if you just have a question. We're not too busy or too above anybody to help those DIYers you were explaining. As a wife, I happen to love Pinterest, and sometimes I task my husband with projects from there. So I know that there's another wife at least out there that has asked her husband to do something, and they might have come up into a hiccup. Recently, I had somebody call me to ask a question about if you are allowed to paint inside while it's raining. It was an older gentleman, and he was making a bet with his wife. It wasn't going to benefit our business at all, but, you know, to have that conversation with somebody just to share our knowledge with the paint world with somebody locally, we'll happily do that. Reach out for any questions.
What's the answer to that?
The answer is you may paint when it's raining, but you need to make sure that you have proper airflow. And if you do have a dehumidifier, go ahead and put that in the room with you.
Ah, good deal. All right. Well, we have been talking with husband-wife team Bethany and Bradford King with Old Charleston Painting Company. And you can always find Old Charleston Painting Company within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on Charleston Home and Design. Thank you, folks.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.